Hello again, folks. This is Neil Grant, author of the soon-to-be-published book, Words of Wisdom from a Christian Mentor, practical, real-life, and holistic advice for the graduate transitioning into adulthood. My last two podcasts revolved around probably the most important issue facing Americans today, your health. In podcast two, I focused on living a healthy lifestyle and implored you to understand how important it is to treat your body well so that you can enjoy your later years. And this all has to start now for you. Podcast 3 gave some follow-up information on nutrition and provided a set of guidelines to enable you to live a healthy lifestyle. Today's podcast is less dramatic, but still important for the young person moving into the working world, becoming organized. It's just one of the many things designed to help you better function in your business world and also your private life. If you want to lead an efficient life at home and in the office, you need to be organized. This means that you know where various items are, you are aware of what you are doing and why and where you are going. Being organized means that you are overcoming the annoyances that keep you from doing all that you need to do. This topic will also be addressed in Time Management Podcast, as you cannot efficiently manage your time if you are not managing your lifestyle. In my career as a project manager and project director, I soon realized that I could not possibly function well if I was not organized as a matter of routine. At home, I do not like clutter and feel much more relaxed if the house is kept neat and orderly. In my home office, I am meticulous about keeping paperwork and important items filed away in an orderly fashion so they can be readily retrieved. On my computer, my emails are properly saved to name files, and all my documents are likewise filed in an orderly series of folders so they too can be found quickly. Learn to handle a document or electronic file as few times as possible. Once you've read it, either place it in your action file, file it away, or just trash it. It's important to minimize the amount of time you spend reading and rereading the same document or file. Many years ago, I was sent to another of our engineering offices to do a management audit on a multi-million dollar project that management believed was not progressing well. My audit plan was to first get a feel for where the project was relative to the agreed schedule and cost, and then interview the management team to get their input on how it was going. I also did my own review of the project documents to formulate an opinion of how I thought the project was progressing. I vividly remember 25 years ago meeting with the project controls manager, who was in charge of cost reporting, planning, and the scheduling activities, and I was amazed at how messy his desk and office were and how much time it took him to locate a document I wanted to discuss with him. My first thought was, how can he manage a $150 million project if he couldn't even manage his desk? Needless to say, we quickly had to replace him and others in a concerted effort to get the project back on track. My reward for uncovering the ugly details of the progress and personnel was, now they sent me to the office for a few months in Canada to get the project back on track until we could assemble a new project management team. The following are a few simple ideas I've implemented to be organized, which you may wish to adopt. First, organizing my life. My day, even in retirement, is structured, and most every day has certain tasks to be done, and these are roughly scheduled. My original retirement goal was to stay busy with exercising, volunteering, completing various tasks at home, a weekly golf game, but not to watch TV or take a nap every day. In other words, I made an effort to manage my time. I am punctual in keeping appointments and meetings and feel my time is valuable, and I want to be cognizant of other people's times as well. My wife keeps sticky notes in various locations to help remind her of her appointments and meetings. Organizing my home. We are the furthest people from being hoarders. While I was working, we took many assignments away from home, and with the 27 moves we had during my career, we made an effort to minimize our stuff. And after 40 years of moves, all we owned could fit into a 3-bedroom apartment. We never considered getting our own storage space to house our stuff. Instead, we gave it away or sold it or just became minimalists. We actively work to keep our home neat and clutter-free. You'd be surprised how quickly you can put things away to keep a neat and safe house, stress-free, an environment that you like. We even keep two cars in our two-car garage, which is certainly not the norm nowadays with people having so much stuff. Organizing my home office. I keep my office organized as you would expect and file my paperwork away on a regular basis. My inbox is the repository for all papers and mail coming in, and I go through this routinely a couple times a week. Things needing action get action. Things needed to be kept are filed away, and things not important get trashed. Each tax season, I go through my files, consolidating information I need to file my taxes, while purging paperwork I no longer need to keep. My file has various folders arranged alphabetically. Automobile, credit card, church, funeral and burial, health-related, my wife, me, and Medicare, home billing, important certificates, insurance, investing, miscellaneous, tax information, warranty information, and volunteering-related documents. So I can tell you now where any piece of paper is in one of these files. Yes, I know, I'm old school. My friend Dan has gotten into the habit for years of scanning all important documents and simply filing these away electronically, thus avoiding the need to have a paperwork file. One note of caution, when all your files are electronic, make sure you keep them backed up in case a glitch occurs on your computer, thus wiping out all of your files. Organizing my work office, that is when I was working. Organizing this was very similar to how I keep my home office, but the influx of paperwork and electronic files was significantly more at work than at home. Business files were meticulously maintained, but at times my desk simply became unmanageable with all the papers on it. My solution was to close my door, put all the papers in one pile, and methodically review them to uncover which ones needed my action, which ones were to be delegated, which ones will be filed away, and which ones had already been actioned, therefore not needing to be kept. Organizing my computer. I simply want to be able to readily retrieve electronic files, regardless of what type of file it is. To me, it's very irritating to have to spend an inordinate amount of time to find anything, and to that end, I keep it well organized using various filing systems which suits my needs. Next one is organizing my spouse. To all you married folks out there, you know this just doesn't happen. There are countless times when I've heard her say, "Stop project managing me. I'm going to do it my way." Anyway, this is a short podcast today. So what is the takeaway message? I'm sure you will find that life will be calmer and more stress-free with a little time being spent keeping organized. Also, you will find how effortless keeping this up on a regular habit will be, and you will realize that it is time well spent. This is just another example of a trait you will find to be important as you progress in your career, even though you may minimize the importance in your life right now. You will not ever become a good manager of others if you cannot manage yourself and your own time. So I know this is not a very exciting topic to discuss, but it is worth a few minutes of your time to alert you to the importance of being organized while still trying to manage your busy schedule. You need to be cognizant of how much wasted time you incur because you are not diligent in keeping track of all your paperwork, files, and your space. So that's it for now. My next topic is another of my all-time favorites, having and maintaining a positive attitude. You'll be surprised what advantages you can reap by staying positive and looking for the best in people and the best of opportunities and issues that occur. So thanks for listening now, and please visit my soon-to-be-published website, New Grad Advice. So bye for now, and thanks for listening.